We're into the live interview segment now of today's game, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time. Folks, you were ringing the bells a little early. Head coach Dan DeSilva is here. Ring them now!
Thank you.
It's an enthusiastic crowd, a big crowd. They like when you beat a rival like the Regina Pats and do so in such a convincing effort here today. Not that the score showed it after two periods, but you had the game in hand, it seemed, right from the drop of the puck through to the end.
Well, I would argue with you a little bit.
Okay.
I thought the first 7 minutes was 50-50. Not great. I think it was a little bit to do with the day off the ice yesterday. We brought the guys in, and they did an off-ice workout, but just not skating. And then the early games are sometimes a little weird. But outside of the first 7 minutes, I completely agree with you. I thought that once we got our legs, we took the game over, and I felt like we were in control for the most part.
After two periods, it was similar to the game in Swift Current on Friday, where you're up 1-0 after 40 minutes, and you find a way to put the hammer down, not let off on the gas in the third period.
I know that you have the dressing room bugged. I know it. That was what we talked about after the second period. So in Swift, it was 1-0 going into the third period on the road. Tonight, it was 1-0 going into the third period at home. And you got to win, learn how to win these important games, these big games, in playoffs as well. You're going to have 1-0 leads going into the third period. So how do you play? How do you manage the game? Are you going to sit back and just weather the storm, or are you going to be the aggressor and take it to them? And that's the method we would prefer. So now that was the messaging going into the third period. Like, we learned what it takes to win those close games in Swift on the road. Now can we go and do that at home? And we were able to do that. We didn't sit back. We stuck with it. We're a relentless group again tonight, and I think that's a sign of maturity of our group too. As we've gone through learning lessons throughout the season, we talked about learning our lessons and moving on and being better for it, and I truly believe that this group has done that.
It overcomes the fatalist thing that says, oh goodness, we're only up one. They're only one shot away from tying it up and, you know, maybe stealing something because they're hanging around.
Yeah, exactly. And we just got to go out there and play, stick to our strengths and play on our toes, take it to them, you know, play the same way that we, you know, used to believe that eventually it's going to go. Like, I thought we had a lot of chances there, especially through the second period. We just didn't find the back of the net. So it's just that belief that just sticking with it, we'll get our break. As long as we, you know, put them into tough situations, we get on our forecheck, spend time in the offensive zone, get pucks and bodies to the net. It might not be a pretty one right now, but I believe that once we got that the first one or the second one, I guess, the floodgates would open, and that's what happened.
Okay, Adam, you get to talk now.
Yeah, and I mean, for your team, is maybe the most impressive part about this victory the fact that you could have easily overlooked this game, where you have the second worst team in the league coming in. You're going on a bus Tuesday to Brandon to play your biggest game of the year for the division. Like, is it that the most impressive part?
You guys are good.
Yeah.
You guys are good. Yeah. Well, that's, and I said that to them post game. So you're in the mission and you're after the game with the ear to the door. After the game, that was the message, right? Like, it's really easy to get up for Wednesday's game. It's really easy. That's a big game. Lots at stake. So I would anticipate that we're ready to go for that one. A Sunday afternoon game at home against a team that's not in the playoffs, really easy to think it's going to be easy and not play a full 60 minutes. But the guys, they've learned what it takes to win hockey games. They learned what it takes for us to win hockey games and all those little important details that we need to do and make sure we're sharp at. And honestly, guys, the group is going out and doing it. I'm just behind the bench, and they're coaching themselves at this point. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and just to build on that, I think maybe the biggest jump I've seen in the team is the activation of the 17-year-old defenseman, Kachkowski, Klimke, Pohl, and then Martin on the last goal, too, where you have two defensemen making a backdoor play. Just how important has their growth been over the last month to have that confidence to kind of run that five-man unit, the Ozone?
Yeah, and I think that they are a confident group back there. They're young. They're 17, those kids you just mentioned. But they have a ton of confidence. That's from playing. It's from learning, you know, really what it takes to play consistently in this league and building that trust with us as coaches. And I know at times it's a struggle, especially early when they get here at 17 or they get traded here. We need to have them to learn how to play in our structure and our system first and be trusted first. We can put them on the ice first. And then now once they get that playing time, they get comfortable in the system, they get comfortable in what's expected of them on a nightly basis. Now they can start adding that offensive touch. And, you know, our leading scorer has less than a point a game. So we're going to need to get offense from our defense as well. And we're getting contributions from everyone offensively. And just like I said before, everyone's defending and everyone's pitching in when they can.
You've got Brandon, as you mentioned. What is it about them that you have to be most wary about as you get set to take them on Wednesday?
They're forwards. You know, they have a ton of skill up front, too. They're very dangerous. They're well coached. They have a lot of set plays. They're good on faceoffs. Their power play is strong. So we're going to have to be good defensively, good through the neutral zone. They have a good transition game. They like to stretch out and get behind you. Not that they're really cheaty, but they're opportunistic, I would say. They're ready to play fast and go on offense. So we need to play more of our style of game, which is, again, everyone knows, it's get in the offensive zone and go to work. Get our cycle game going. Get all five players involved in the offensive zone and make sure we're managing pucks and not giving them their game and make sure they have to play ours.
Coach, thanks for this. Look forward to the bus ride Tuesday and the big game Wednesday.
Thank you, guys.
Head coach Dan DeSilva of the Saskatoon Blades joining us following a 4-0 victory over the Regina Pats.